I want to talk about toilet etiquette in the workplace, because in some places I think it's getting a bit out of hand, and I'd like to remind people on the ground rules that are in place. Obviously, I'm coming from a male perspective, but I imagine the problems are similar for women, minus any mention of urinals. A typical setup in a men's toilets in the workplace is 3 urinals and 3 cubicles. If I start with the 3 urinal setup, when the first person enters the toilets, some of you are going to fall at the first hurdle because you're going to take the middle urinal. You might think, that's fine, I don't care, but let me say one thing, you're bang out of order because the rules are clear. If you're in first, you head to either the left hand or the right hand side urinal. We'll treat the urinals as being 1, 2 and 3. 1 being left, 2 being the middle and 3 being the right hand side. If a second man enters and 2 and 3 are empty, he goes to 3. So then you've got 1 and 3 occupied. If 1 and 2 were free, naturally go to 1. Only when a third person enters and 1 and 3 are in use does 2 get used. And if you suffer from stage fright, then bad luck if that's you, because you're going to have a bad time. But you do have the option of not using 2 and going to a cubicle instead. So let's say 2 people enter at the same time. 1 and 3. 3 at the same time? You guys are going to need to sort that out between yourselves. But someone's probably going to have to use a cubicle. And if you do, great job. So the same 1-2-3 principle goes for cubicles as well. The cubicles can offer a few moments of privacy, but it can be rudely interrupted by someone rolling up to cubicle 2 when you've been gracious and taken 1 and 3 in the first instance. Like I said, the first user takes 1 or 3. The second user takes the empty end cubicle. In the case of there being 2 being used at the time and the middle one being free, the third man has the decision of what they want to do. By all means, take the middle cubicle, because yes, you're sandwiched between 1 and 3, but you do typically get the bonus of having the cleanest toilet. So it swings and roundabouts. Anyway, I've only got time to talk about the 3 cubicle setup. Maybe I'll talk about 5 cubicles in another booth.